cliffcentral.com. 360 Biz on cliffcentral.com.
It is 360biz.com. My name is Debo Mafodi. Welcome to another exciting installment of 360 Biz. This is a show that brings you all things business. You know that every week in, week out, we bring you subject matter expert. We bring you regulators. We bring you the who's of who's of every industry, all things business. Today, we're bringing you another exciting installment of 360 Biz. I'm very excited that, you know what, today we're actually talking something that is very close to my heart, but we'll definitely get to that. But I'm excited as well. We've got a guest in studio that is all about digital. But you'll get to that, because you know that it's not only us that have gone digital in terms of radio. I've seen others have already got gifts, of Gareth Cliff's doll. Anyway, but I'm not alone. Yes, I'm not alone in studio. I'm with my boy Bulelani Bala.
Hey, well, man,
welcome home, fam.
Shout out to the listeners. Nah, man, this year for me started up on a very hectic footing, but yeah, it was pretty cool. just sorting things out internally. I mean, I think in the past, since the year began, I've interviewed like 70.
Who's calling you? They're hearing you on radio.
This is actually, we must have these guys on the show.
Who's
this
that?
Guy created a. You see the Uber type app?
Okay.
So he's a black guy,
mm-hmm.
and to kind of compete with your Ubers and all that stuff.
But is it in Uber?
No. It's called Africa Ride.
But is it? It's a taxi service as well?
It's its own taxi service. So you know what happened? I needed to come to a meeting yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I waited 55 minutes for an Uber to come. It didn't show up.
Where's that?
In Tembisa, at my office.
I know, but in Tembisa, Vele.
No.
I don't know what's the problem with Uber.
I think, Asana,
let's bring in Uber. You know, because right now, for me, I've got a problem. When I'm in the East, when I'm at my house, Uber doesn't get there.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I'd be struggling. I remember finding this at some point. I had to walk 45 minutes to go get a taxi. You know, after years of not being in a taxi, I had to go Comba because there was no Uber. There was nothing.
It's wrong. It's profiling. But these guys showed up like this, bam. So he's got about 300 or 400 guys that are signing up, that mm-hmm. have signed up,
mm-hmm.
and he's getting people bit by bit.
No budget,
whatever, but it's growing, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm good. I'm happy to be in studio. Yeah, I see a familiar face. Yeah, I'm happy to be in studio.
You see a familiar face?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely. More than anything, I mean, yeah, no, it's okay. I'm worried about the mobile, the familiar face, but moving right along, the discussion today is becoming a master of your own craft. That is the discussion that we have today. I mean, it's important for skills to be developed. Identifying your skills gap, it's important because, I mean, your skills determine your ability to execute plans with success. I mean, become a master of your own craft. It's definitely something that we all pursue to achieve, to be our, you know, the master of our own craft. But obviously, all of us have got different crafts. Some of us are running businesses. Me being on radio, it's my own craft. We've got a television man here. My man, I was asking this man what he eats, because you see what we eat and what he eats, it's two different things.
Two different things.
Yeah. No, these are the kind of guys we need. We don't need to have next to our women. They'll put us in trouble. But thank God, I see he's got a ring in his finger. so it's actually safe on that aspect. I've got exciting guests in studio. You might be wondering, who's this man that we're talking about? We're talking about Rev Ngwenya. Rev Ngwenya is a presenter for Thought Leaders, a series which we're going to hear more about that. It's a new platform that has actually been in existence for the past 2 years, but they're actually growing and actually establishing themselves to be, you know, a preferred platform, especially as far as content is concerned. But obviously, Rev is going to tell us more about that. And we've got Billy Foss. Is it Billy Foss, right?
No, Billy Fore. Please.
Okay, Bangozi. Oh, Billy Fore. Oh, give. Ah, no, that's a Billy man. Or Tsarene, man. You know. Oh, and that's a Billy Fore, who's a representative of Egorlen Artisans and Skills Training. Mr. Fore, what do you do, Gong?
I'm the manager of workshops in Egorlen Artisans Skills Training Center.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. No, definitely. And later on the show as well, we're going to be having... who's this lady? I know there's somebody, there's Boy, who's going to be joining us in studio, Boy Bosman, who's an entrepreneur, and all the way from Netherlands, that's going to be joining us on the line. We're supposed to have Lorraine Maria Morira, or Moira, but unfortunately they're practically running late. Mara, maybe let me ask this to you, Bulelani, as an entrepreneur, I know you've got people that you employed, in your company. So how do you develop those people?
Yeah, I think you're asking an amazing question, because I think up until quite recent, I realized the tragedy of not developing your people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think one quotation, I don't remember who it's by, the quote goes and it says, what if you develop people and go and they leave you?
Yes.
And then it also then says, but what if you develop
good
them
and they stay?
So I think, I mean, we've got contracts in place that state that you cannot leave within a certain period. But now the most important thing is to develop people. So like currently we're running workshop programs with a third party that is going to be for the finance lady to develop her more.
Okay.
So we're cutting off the accountants that we're using. We are internalizing it completely in the office for real time accounting, production managers. So, I mean, you know, I can tell you about the whole list of the things that we're doing would probably go all day long. But the most important thing is to emphasize that develop the people around you, because what I've seen is that as entrepreneurs, we get so much information and then we shoot up to the top, but when you look down, your employees are down here, and the barriers in communication become so wide they don't even understand where you are right now.
Definitely that one is very key. I mean, if ever you are listening out there and I mean you want to join in on the discussion, our studio WhatsApp line, it's 0798492090, 0798492090. I'm sure they're trying to wait. Asanda, are we doing Facebook Live today? What are we doing, guys?
Yeah, I think we'll start after this. We'll
We'll
set it up.
No, definitely. And let it get set up, because our people are used to watching us now. So it's one of those things. So, but you're able to send us your questions if you have. We're on social media as well. You can find us at cliffcentral.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Debohoma40 and it's at Bulelani Bala.
Yes, sir.
Are you guys on social media as well?
Yes, I am.
What's your social media?
I am on Twitter as at RevFutureSound.
At Rev Future Sound. And
as well, we are on Twitter and Instagram.
Okay. What's your Twitter?
Ikuruleni EATC.
Okay.
Dot Twitter.
Okay. I'm giving you an opportunity to repeat yourself and rectify yourself.
Sounds suspicious.
Okay.
Maybe
no,
it is, though.
No, it's fine. At East C Queries, so you're not far off.
Yeah, I am not.
Yeah, no, definitely. But I mean, you might be hearing who are these voices? You know what, the Rev, my man. You're giving us problems, man. You know,
Rev is on some,
you know, now Rev comes here with a voice now, you know. So you're trying to get us out of a job, dude.
Come on, guys. I mean, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
No. Yeah, no, Rev's
we need to get to the bottom of this.
I'm
sure we'll get there.
Now, let's get to the bottom of this right away. Do you want to say hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are and what is it that you do?
Yes. Hello, 360
Biz
listeners on Cliff Central. My name is Rev, as Debo has said, and I'm a presenter and part owner of a online TV channel called RightVac TV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Online TV channel.
It's an online TV channel, yes.
Okay, Mara, dude, we used to watching TV, Vetu, and just be confusing there. Now we have TVs online.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's with the whole digital age and the digital era where, you know, everything's just going online and people haven't really understood what that means. Mm. So we have been, you know, conducting a couple of surveys, and we found that, you know, getting our just replicating what's happening with traditional media online is the way to go. But not just replicating it, but also, you know, perfecting what we think is a bit flawed in traditional media.
Palisa, do not be smiling. The Rev is married. Rev, you are married, right?
Yeah, I got a ring.
Oh, okay. No, it's fine.
We got love for Palisa too.
You got love for Palisa too?
Yeah.
No, definitely. No, thank you for joining us, my brother.
No, thank you for having us on the show, man. We're really excited to be here. I'm happy to be here, man.
No, definitely. Yeah. No, this is home, man. You must always come back.
No doubt.
Yes. And then, Billy, do you want to say hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are and what is that you do?
My name is Billy Fure from Ikorene Artisan Skills Training Center in Kempton Park. Yes, thanks for having me. And thanks to your listeners. Everybody who's listening, yes, it will be important today to listen to this show.
Yes, no, definitely. And Billy, do you want to quickly tell us what is Ikorene Skills and Artisan?
We are a training center that is based in Kempton Park.
Mm-hmm.
We train people who are willing and got a desire, more especially on the field of artisans.
Okay.
People are thinking that we make an artisan in 3 weeks because most of our courses is short courses, but it's practical.
Okay. Maybe before you go deep, I mean, people are hearing you saying artisan. What is an artisan?
An artisan is very simple. I'm going to make a simple example.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who can work with his hands.
Oh,
And they are thinking that those people are very stupid people.
Yeah.
Because they normally see people driving a wheelbarrow or pushing a wheelbarrow, that person is a stupid person.
Yeah.
But think about your house, where you are living on.
Yeah, but I work with my hands as well when I massage, you see, and you know, when I touch. Does it mean I'm an artisan?
It is artistic. You are applying your hands to massage that person.
Oh, okay, yes. Okay. Yeah.
So an artisan is somebody who can think, work with his hands.
Mm-hmm.
That is it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, it's fine. So now, how long have you guys been in existence?
10 years now.
Okay.
Yes.
So then, from the in that 10 years, I mean, quickly tell us about some of the amazing stuff you guys have done. I know you guys have been winning a lot of awards. I had an opportunity of getting an award, in fact, sharing an award. With the founding, the CEO.
There's many, if I can just tell you, there's many accolades. Mr. Bala can tell you as well. He met me in Tembisa. It was 2015, Mr. Bala.
Yeah, 2015, November, December. Yeah.
In the business.
It was a networking expo sort of a thing, yes, in the township. Yeah,
it was. We've got many that we have won in South Africa.
Okay.
Business Woman of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Even in Australia, we did one. Even France, last time we did one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's many that we have won because of what we're doing. We're doing something that is very unique.
Yeah.
If I can just tell you, why is it unique?
Mm-hmm.
You get the guys that are going to your FET colleges.
Mm-hmm.
What at the end of the day they obtain?
Yeah.
A certificate without practical. The companies out there, they need somebody who is hands-on.
That's
somebody
true.
Who can get there and do the work.
Yeah,
not somebody
true.
Who can get there and need another trainee. Yes, you can develop a person, but you need somebody to come with something.
Mm.
Guys from FET colleges, they get the things that they just read on the book, but practically they haven't touched that.
Yeah.
I can make an example in electrical. The guys, they will talk about motor testing. If you get a guy coming to our training center, he doesn't know even how does the motor testing look like. So we teach people like those things, and then when they complete the course, the guy will be capable.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Of doing the job.
Yeah,
so that's why we are unique.
Yes. No, definitely. And where's Mati?
She was out. She was there in the morning, but she went out.
You must tell her to say, Teboho said, I was hoping to see her here on this chair. If she's listening, she must know. You know, I haven't seen her in almost 2 years now.
They are listening.
Is it?
But she's busy. I think she went to another meeting in Santon somewhere. Mm.
Yes. No, definitely. No, me and her must hook up and have our lunch. I still owe her a TV interview anyway. But anyway, no, we appreciate the good work that you do. So maybe if ever me, I mean, I can ask this. How long are your courses though?
Most of our courses is 15 days because it's practical.
Okay, so is 15 days enough though, Bulelan?
You know, I've been looking at the brochure actually at the back, and I wanted to know actually, because I mean, most of the time you see study leaflets or course leaflets.
No, and that's much you play.
Minimum is 3 months, 6 months if it's a short thing, and then if it's a long one, it's possibly
a year. No, Billy, you're playing with us. What are we doing in 15 minutes? in 15 days.
Let me just come in there. I've just said when I started, the guys go to colleges, yes, because they do modules. A module will take you sometimes a month or two.
Yeah.
And then you go to another module as well, you take a month or two. So that's why the period is long.
Okay.
But since we're concentrating on practical, that's why it's a short course. We don't do modules, we do short courses.
Okay.
And it's practical.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then what has been the success rate of the programs?
Oh, my good. That's why I said... the success rate is more than 90%. If I can tell you about the trophies and the accolades we have won.
No. I would believe you can't be measuring a success rate out of accolades. I mean, right now, I'm an award-winning entrepreneur myself, but you can't be measuring my success based on, you know, on the accolades. Accolades may affirm my own success or my personal credibility, but now they're not the success rate of the students that are coming.
Okay, all right. Maybe you want to say, I must mention the opportunities that we're going to our
possibly,
students.
Yeah.
Yes, the students as well, they are passing. We are training the guys that are going to Indlela to be qualified artisans.
Oh, okay.
The passing rate as well is quite good.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, we are sitting at 86%.
Okay.
Since we started. And then the placement of the student, we assist students with different companies that you are working with to get jobs for them.
Okay.
So I can say that we are sitting at 75. Last year wasn't good because of, you know, that the economic meltdown.
Yeah,
not that good. It was 65% last year.
Wow, no, definitely. Yes. But now tell me, averagely a year, how many students do you take?
Last year, I think we had 2,500.
Okay.
Last year.
Then you're running quite a big establishment then, if you're able to take 2.5 students.
That's quite a bit.
Yeah, no, definitely. No, but more than anything, you know, Ntate Billy, we appreciate the good work that you do with our brothers and our sisters. So, average, I see here even your courses are quite affordable. I mean, you've got courses for 8.5. Process for 4.5 and 16,000 or whatever. Then listen, there's somebody that is listening that wants to do to come to Agron Artisans and Skills to actually do a course with you guys. Where can they get more information? Because with me, at least I can see a browser right here to me, but others they're not here.
On television as well, SABC 2 in the morning, and on the radios as well, we are there.
Okay, what do you do on SABC 2?
No, we advertise there as well.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and on the radio as well.
Yeah.
Last year we had Radio 702.
Yeah.
And Jacaranda.
Yeah.
And newspapers, your Sweden and Daily Sun.
Okay.
Yes. And some guys as well, they are going out, they do marketing and sales to companies.
Is it?
As well. But those, there are some other private people as well, who are just coming because of seeing on the television or just word of mouth. That's what they do come.
Yeah, no, definitely. So then from that, do you guys have a website or somewhere where people can get hold of more view for more information?
We do have website.
Okay, what is it?
They can go to www.stc.
Okay, www.stc. Is it stc?
Yeah, at eastc.co.za.
Okay.
Yes.
That'd be, I'm giving you one last chance. Where do people get hold of you? Do you wanna give us the website again?
They can go to queries.
Okay.
eastc.co.za.
Oh, okay. Can you at least give me a number as to if ever those that want to call you?
The number is 011-394-1488.
Yes. Oh, okay. No, definitely. No, Dada Billy, thanks a lot for joining us here today. We're hoping that after today as well, you'll have more people calling in and wanting to come and empower themselves further.
Not just empowering, because we got shortages of artisans in South Africa.
Yes.
Even the Minister of Education did mention that in 2013 in Tembisa, that without artisans, we can go nowhere.
Yeah.
So we're ready to help those people who really got that desire to better their future.
No, definitely.
We're not just looking for money, but we want to see South Africa going forth.
No, definitely.
Yes.
No, thanks a lot. That was Ntate Billy Fore, from the Agrolani Skills and Artisan. We're back right here on Cliff Central. If ever you've just joined in, you've missed out on an interesting discussion that we had there. They were telling us about some of the opportunities that they have on their skills center that is based in Agrolani. He's given us information for those that want to definitely go in and join in. But I'm going all the way to Netherlands, Rasmus, who's an entrepreneur, CEO, author, and startup coach, and youth entrepreneurship activist, who's based all the way in Netherlands. She'll be joining us on Skype. Maybe let me take this opportunity to actually bring her in. Boy, how are you?
Oh, hello. Hi, Deboho. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm very well.
Thank
you for having me.
No, definitely. It's good to have you. I'm really praying and hoping that I'm pronouncing your name right.
Well, Deboho Botswana, right?
Yes. Kimosot.
Okay. Okay. Then it's just Bowie.
Boy.
As in we guy or we tumelo boy, just
oh,
boy.
Oh, okay. No. then Sefani, is her name?
It's Sefani. So Gibui Kati Rasmussen.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, it's different. I'm thinking her boy, because you know with these names these days, you'd be thinking her no. You can't just say hi. Boy, the next thing it's a white woman that comes on a line or French woman that comes on. But anyway, let me take this opportunity to welcome you, boy, once more, and thanks for a lot for your time. Do you want to take this opportunity to say hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are and what is it that you do.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Hello. Well, thank you again for having me. So basically, I'm an entrepreneur and I'm the founder, actually, of Wybeka Youth Entrepreneurship Foundation, which is currently running a program in Maboneng, where we're training unemployed youth to become entrepreneurs through a 12-week program that we've created. And in addition, I'm an author, so I wrote a book called Brighter Futures for Young Entrepreneurs, which is really just a step-by-step guide for how to turn an idea into an opportunity. And I am a startup coach and involved with the Amsterdam Business School, where we also have a similar program to the one that we have at Wybeka, where young people go through training and start businesses. And lastly, I run a consultancy which is focused on marketing and innovation for corporations. So that's pretty much what I do.
So you spoke of Maboneng, and here I understand we're connecting you from Netherlands. Do you want to help us connect the dots?
Yes, indeed. So the nonprofit foundation Wybeka, I founded it here in the Netherlands, and we've opened a local branch in South Africa, and soon in Botswana as well. And so we run our program from a co-working space called Open, and it's located in Maboneng.
Oh,
so that's the,
Oh, okay. No, I understand. It makes sense. Maybe do you want to perhaps quickly tell us how did you start on this journey of being involved in entrepreneurship?
Yeah, absolutely. But myself, I mean, I started off my career as an entrepreneur right from varsity in Cape Town. I moved to Durban. I used to live in South Africa, by the way. Moved to Durban and started a sort of an advertising agency where I really had no guidance, nothing whatsoever. But I just had this need inside of me to sort of create my own opportunity, so to speak. And so really, that's where the journey began at a very young age. I think I was around 20, thereabout.
Okay. Asuboyi, I see, I mean, obviously, being a coach, you're involved in assisting startup and other entrepreneurs. At what stage, do their business, you know, or do you start assisting these entrepreneurs or these startups?
Indeed. So there's two things. In general, as part of my consultancy, we support startup companies that already have, let's say, a product, minimum viable product. So we support them with how to scale and bring it to market. With Webeka, we're really working with young people who are unemployed, and most of them don't have an idea of what kind of business they want to start when we take them onto the program. And so we've designed the 12-week program such that we really start with inspiring them. And then really working through the weeks with them. And it's really a build up towards a final business that is ready to launch at the end of the 12 weeks. So with Webeka, indeed, it's not a requirement to have an idea or to have an existing business, because indeed the program is designed such that it inspires them and gives them the tools and the knowledge and the guidance of how to actually do it.
So one of the things that I'm particularly interested in is the program that you, so it's Bulelani, by the way, Tebogo's co-host. I like the fact that you guys actually have a program and you guys are training entrepreneurs. Now, is this a certified or accredited program, and can other people also then duplicate this very same program that you guys have?
And most importantly, do people pay for it, or is it for free?
No, first of all, it's for free. So as Webeka, we are a nonprofit organization. And in fact, at the moment, we are looking for support locally in South Africa for us to be able to continue the work that we're doing. And then to answer your question about accreditation, no, the program is not accredited. It's really designed by entrepreneurs and global business people, as well as an entrepreneurship academic at the Amsterdam Business School. Where we're really taking real life experiences of real entrepreneurs and bringing them into the program itself. So it's highly practical, in fact. So whatever our youth learn, they have to apply immediately. And we've seen we initially had a little bit of a concern because you know, our beneficiaries, we really accept people who have let's say graduated from university, or they've dropped out of university, or they've dropped out of matric. So we sort of wanted to pilot this and see if the understanding would be the same, right, across these three different groups. And so far it's working quite well, actually.
And then, I mean, you know, one of the things that I think I picked up is that, you know, entrepreneurs start, I'd like to think that entrepreneurs start businesses according to the level of age of their education, and or rather their experiences.
That
now,
is so true.
Yeah. Now, when you have these guys who have dropped out of matric versus the guys who dropped out of varsity versus the guys that actually went to varsity, I mean, in terms of the success rate, which ones are more successful, or how do you, or is there any way you guys measure that?
Oh, no, we mix them up. We actually put them into teams, because part of one of the other things we're looking to achieve through this is to teach them how to actually work with partners and collaborate with other people. So we mix them up. And so far, it's actually working quite all right. I mean, the level of understanding is the same as far as we can see in terms of what we teach and how we teach it, how we deliver it.
Yeah. And then, I mean, so in terms of, I think in terms of demographically, in terms of race and stuff, so which people are you finding most, especially in South Africa, gravitating towards these programs? Is it young black guys and ladies, or is it white, or is it
any
other races? Yeah.
It's all. Yes. Can you still hear me?
I can hear you.
Perfect. Yeah. So it's really all of them. I mean, I mentioned on another interview that we received about 400 applications, and it was really people of all races. And we had to set a criteria, of course, of how to recruit. Of course, as a female myself, I would like to see more females being empowered through the program. But the spread is really every race and gender at the moment. And really, we're seeing the hunger as well. I mean, young people really are interested and they really want to an opportunity to be able to learn how to actually start their own businesses and create their own opportunities. So that is encouraging for us to see.
I think with the little bit that we've skimmed through, I'm very inspired. Yeah. As a male entrepreneur, and I think that there's a lot of women that would definitely be inspired, and we'd love to, when you come back into the country, host you. You know, because there's a township program that we have going on called Tea that we'd love to have you speak to young entrepreneurs that are women or that are aspiring entrepreneurs that are ladies that are from the township. Wonderful. And informal market. So, I mean, people that would like to get a hold of you, or rather the institution or the program, or want to be part of the program, could you please give us your details?
Yes. I mean, they can go onto our website where we have the contact details there. It's www.y-beca.org.
Excuse me, could you please repeat that?
Yes. So it's www.y-beca.org.
No, thank you very much for that. I'm actually looking particularly forward to hosting you.
No, in fact,
we
need to have her in studio.
Yes,
we need to see Boyohoro. What is this sort of thing of ours that you took to Netherlands and got it married there? So you must come back home.
To a Viking, not even the Netherlands, to a Norwegian Viking. But you know, Teboho and Bulelani, actually, I would love to invite both of you, and I know you're both entrepreneurs as well, and I do love the work you're doing and the involvement you have with the communities down in South Africa. So I would love to invite you guys actually over to one of our training sessions in Maboneng. You can pop in anytime and really see for yourself. And the wonderful thing is, through word of mouth, we've had some angel investors and corporate people just popping in you know, on Saturdays when we deliver the trainings. And, you know, when people actually see what these young people are building right now, they walk away truly, truly inspired. You know, so I'd love for more and more people to just pop by and really see for themselves. And hopefully support our program as well.
No, definitely. I will coordinate it through Asanda and definitely come through. But we're looking forward to seeing you when you come back to South Africa. Let us know.
I will definitely pop by. I'm coming back in March. We have our demo day, actually, on the 25th of March, where our entrepreneurs will be pitching to angel investors, etc., the businesses they would have built. So 10 businesses will be pitched to these potential investors. So I will be there.
No, definitely. We'll make sure that Asanda gets in touch with you, and probably we have you on the show before that time, so that we're able to promote that event that you're going to be having. But that was Boyi Khati, who's the CEO and business coach for small business. They've got an establishment in Maboneng. Like she has given the website address as to where to definitely go. Coming back to you, my brother, Rev.
Yes, sir.
In fact, I want to ask you, and I want to ask my brother, Temba. Do you guys think, I mean, right now you're running a show called, it's a new show, a new platform called Thought Leaders.
Yes.
Obviously, the purpose of that, you want to bring in leaders onto the. Do you think our country's got enough leaders?
There are leaders, definitely, in the country. There are enough leaders, yes, in our country.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the question for me becomes their leadership and the impact thereof.
Mm.
What impact that leadership has on or in our generation. Mm. But yes, we do have leaders. There is a whole lot of leaders, actually. But I think a more interesting question for me is the impact of their leadership.
Is it? So now one thing that maybe let me ask you this. Do you think as a country we're doing enough to empower leaders though?
I think as a country, yes, there are a whole lot of programs that are in place to encourage awakening the leader in the average person on the street.
Okay.
I think we are. I think we do not need to add on any more leadership courses or anything like that. But what we need to improve on, according to what I think, that is the way in which we communicate all the programs that are already set out, the way in which we reach out to the particular audiences that we want to get involved in these leadership programs that we have.
Yeah, for me, I think as a country we still need more. There's more that can be done. I'll make an example. My good friend Bulelani.
Yes.
You know, for me, obviously being a leader. You know, I know that I'm the Tikado market that I'm targeting.
Yes.
And he's focusing on township entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And I felt to say on this show, he will bring in a certain element that is not there, a vibrant one, and that is accommodative to the township entrepreneurs.
Yes.
I said, Bulelani, come through, you know? And right now, he's practically part of the show. He's my co-host now.
Yeah.
You know? And not only that, in television as well, he's now shooting his own show called Township Entrepreneurs. And he's running a township entrepreneurship initiative as well, you know? So for me, as a leader, I'm not intimidated by him because I know that our market is big enough.
Yes.
Who I'm chasing and who he's appealing to, he might be appealing to whoever that I'm not appealing to, but we're all chasing one aim and one goal. And right now, we're welcoming you to the club. And this is a gentleman's club.
With the cigars, man.
My man, we run this shit, so we're welcoming him.
There were ladies, but when we knew you were coming, we told them to.
I still don't know what that's about, but we'll get to it. We'll get to it. I'm sure we will.
Yeah. So maybe, Bulelani, just a quick one. I mean, with you now, obviously, you're on radio, you're on television now. Do you think, are we doing enough in terms of entrepreneurial content or informative or educational content in this country?
Sure. I think stuff is being done, but I think that we need more. It's one or two things for me. More people, or we rather need much bigger platforms, because the truth is people want the information. People are hungry for the information, whether it be it leadership, entrepreneurship, or personal development. People really want that. And I mean, it's something that we haven't really spent a lot of time as individuals in this particular country focusing on the personal development aspect of things. So, I mean, I think for me, I mean, it's one of those two things. I mean, it's either we need a louder speakerphone that will make sure that it broadcasts this onto every phone on every platform, because this is definitely things that people need.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, my friend is in studio as well. You know, let me bring in my friend, guys. You know, people that think different. Asanda, you're a camera woman. Take a camera and do your thing. And let me have my brother. While my brother is getting ready, Rev, tell me.
Yeah, T.
Oh, okay.
On that very same point, sorry, because it's classic. The example that you gave me with bringing on B on the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The T and B. It's not the T and B show, people. It's 360 biz. Yeah. Anyway, what I said is that we are doing quite a lot in the country in terms of leadership. And what he mentioned is exactly what you did. By going and getting him and saying, listen, man, you're an entrepreneur and your passion is the township guys. That's his audience.
Okay.
And if it's his audience, he knows how to communicate with them. He knows how to relate with them. And you said, I've got an entrepreneurial show, 360 biz.
Yeah.
So you come in and you communicate with your guys in a way that you know they will understand.
That's true.
So in essence, it's exactly what you're doing. And like he said, I think the more strategic we become in communicating the platforms that already exist in terms of entrepreneurial development and leadership, I think the impact will come from that. And hence thought leaders. We also thought it's a platform. Let's bring in people who will give insight and communicate certain messages that will appeal to various audiences.
No, definitely. I like that. My brother, do you want to say hi to our listeners? Tell us who you are and what is it that you do?
Why you want to put me on the spot?
No, because I can. That's the beauty of having the mic.
Digital is taking over, bro. Listen, so I'm Temba Ndala. So founder of Rideveg Media with the division of Rideveg TV. So we do everything digital, independent. No PR, no publicity, no advertising, just digital. And that's how we make our money, just digital. So I think we're growing. We're growing in Africa slowly. We need someone to hold our hand. But yeah, we're taking over. There's a new generation that's rising.
No, definitely there is. Yeah. So, I mean, you've heard our discussion. Do you think we're doing enough as the country?
Actually, not. There is no, there is, I think the system is killing us, right?
Bulelani and Rev, let's listen. Bulelani and Rev, listen. That's why I've brought my friend here.
You know what? There are no programs.
Okay.
You know, for me personally, I feel like the people that should be leading, they're busy trying to eat.
That's true.
They're not empowering, they're not giving. You know what I mean? So they're busy trying to eat, and then we coming with other, trying to figure out how to, you know, maneuver through the business, through, you know, we have examples and role model that we want to become as business black men, businessmen.
Yeah.
But we don't know how to get there. Because the system for us to get there is not there. There's no blueprint. You know what I mean? Those that are there, they're not giving in terms of mentorship. We don't have enough mentorship programs. We don't have enough men and enough women to mentor. But we probably just have a lot of, you know, role models that are out there that we look up to. So I think that we need to build a system that will say, look, we're going to empower young people now, you know, to better the country, to better, you know, because we are the future. When we're done, you know, when you're telling your story now with Mbulelani, it's like what you're doing is that he will do the same thing to someone. And then that someone, you teach them to do the same thing to the next person. Now, what have you done? You know, you have now four people. In the next 5 years, how many that will be? So I feel like we don't have enough leadership programs that are happening in the country.
No, definitely.
I love that perspective, actually. Because I think it's when you have
I'm surrounded by perspective.
All right, can I bring in some facts? Perspective is great, but let's bring in some facts. You know, I like working with Temba, who's my business partner, because we disagree quite a lot, and that always gives us it brings us to a factual opinion, you know, and not just an opinion.
Okay.
He addressed quite a lot, which is true, and that's why I began by saying that the leaders are there, and the programs are there, but the impact of the leadership, that is leaders wanting to eat by themselves, that's one. And number two, programs are there.
Rev is upping the gears now.
Programs are there. Let's talk about the every program in this country that revolves around entrepreneurship and leadership is based on a founding document called the NDP, the National Development Plan.
Okay.
And under that plan, we've got the National Growth Path as well. These are all programs. Now, when we take it provincially here in Gauteng, we've got what we call the TMR, the Transformation, the Modernization, and the Reindustrialization of the economy. These are all programs. You know what I mean? That focus on entrepreneurship and on leadership. Under the TMR, we've got the CETA program that was set up, the Sectional Education Training Authorities. These are all programs. The CETA program is there's 21 CETAs, by the way, in the country.
No, but you see, Rav, we're not questioning to say they're not there. Are they effective? Can we see value?
No, but the initial question was, are we doing, is there enough programs?
Yeah.
So I'm saying, yes, there is enough programs. But the problem is the impact of the leaders, like what he mentioned, number one. We don't need more programs, guys. We need to communicate as well. Number two, that's what I mentioned, the communication mediums of these programs. So as entrepreneurs who are at the forefront, we need to go back and stop saying we need more stuff. And we need to really get down to the crux of what's there and tailor make it to work for the different entrepreneurial audiences that we speak to.
Yeah, guys, let me tell you the one thing I hate. Programs being there. Bulelani, programs being there. I know there's a particular program where it's sitting with a lot of money. I wanted that money. Do you know that I need to pay somebody for me to get access to that opportunity or to that money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hence, I say.
So you pay somebody to do their job?
Yeah. There are no systems.
Hey.
The system is, you know, if you come now and say you're going to build a business model, if you build a program, mm-hmm. if there's no blueprint of how are we going to take these people to the next level,
mm.
how are we going to measure the success or the failure of this so that we can be able to fix, we can be able to improve, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And with what Rev is saying, it's very powerful because now we know of all these programs that are available. But the challenge, if we're talking about the biggest challenge, is in the foundation of saying that how are we going to achieve to make sure that Tebogo gets that money too?
Yes.
And when he gets that money, he's going to give Asanda that money. He's going to give Temba that money. Mm. When Temba gets that money, multiplies it, gives it to the next guy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I see all of the, you know me, I love my country. You know, when we look at, you know, when we look at, you know, South Africa and all these African, other African countries,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're doing well. All right. Mm-hmm. It's because there's a reason why we're doing well. All right.
Yeah.
However, I feel like if we can develop enough systems that can develop young people to say, this is how you grow. It's not just for you to finish high school, go to university, finish university. When you want to tender as well, you're going to draw, quickly copy and paste a business plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then go to these programs for funding. Then you do, you run 3 years and then you fail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. To be an entrepreneur is tough. You need business model, you need sustainable model.
That's true.
It's not just about getting that funding. Mm. And then because you can collapse. In 5 years, 3 years, you collapse. Mm-hmm. So there is no sustainability. Hence, leadership programs that are there, they need to have proper blueprint, you know, mm-hmm. proper systems.
So but I love what you guys are doing with the content. You know, 360 is part of the family.
Yeah, man.
You know, I think if it, you know what, I think we must send Temba a proposal. You see, and add another series of 360 there. You see,
we actually
videoize interviewing our guests and doing our thing. You know, that's radio meets cool. TV.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, boy?
I think it's a fantastic thing. The more content, the merrier.
Exactly.
The more
the content.
I mean, it's content for us. It's content for them, you know, and it's content for somebody that is listening at home. Because for me, reality is, guys, we are all chasing to achieve one thing, to inform, educate, and impact, most importantly. Yeah. You know,
that is so true, man.
To say we're brothers, I don't see you as my competition.
Yeah.
I know Bulelani doesn't. And more than anything, if ever there's a way we can help you guys, we want to help you. If you're launching a new show, you're doing something else, guys, come through, talk to us. Let's give you airtime and take it out there.
Yeah.
And definitely, you know.
Yeah.
So, and do the same as well. If ever you need content, and you feel there's a way we can bring value to you, we definitely want to do the same. So, guys, in closing, where can people...
Already?
Yes.
You know, this thing over already?
Time flies, especially when you're having a good time. You know?
Timber's done, man. Just like that.
So for people that want to follow you, watch your content and everything else, where can they get hold of you?
Yeah.
Okay, so... we are a content digital marketing company, Rideveg Media, Rideveg TV, Thought Leaders. If you want to watch Thought Leaders, check us out on www. So I said that the other day and somebody said, who still says www?
Yeah,
anyway, www.rideveg.tv.
Okay.
That's where you can find all the content.
Mm-hmm.
We are on Instagram. We're very fun on Instagram, man. Mm. You know, you need to follow Rideveg TV on Instagram. If you're not following Rideveg TV on Instagram, then you are not a fun person.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
But you are following.
I'm following.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Rideveg.
Yeah, and I saw you even followed me, man. I took a screenshot of that, and I thought, hey, man, you know, big entrepreneurs are following a brother now.
No.
Anyway, they can watch Thought Leaders there. We're on Twitter as well. We're very interactive on Twitter, very interactive on Instagram. And you can also see the broader picture on www.rideveg.media.com.
Is it? Temba, you're doing a lot of great things for other people, other brands out there. I know you do amazing stuff with my brand.
Yeah.
For people that want some of your work,
Rideveg Media.com.
RedVegMedia.com.
That's the website, yeah. So RedVegMedia.com is premium brands only. It's premium brands.
Mm-hmm.
So we're selective with the brands that we do, but we, you know, Standard Bank Jar of Jazz, you know, Essence Festival, the first Essence Festival we did, Soweto Marathon. Metro FM Music Awards, Safdas, and all those big brands.
Yeah, we must add 360.
360 biz.
Premium brands, baby. Premium brands.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. Bulelani, word of closure?
Nah, I just think that more than anything, let's go out there, reach out to as many South Africans as possible and pay it forward. Impact a life.
Yeah, no, yeah. Definitely. This is all that we had for you today. Catch us again next time, same place, right here on Cliff Central. If you've just tuned in, you can go to www.cliffcentral.com and listen to the podcast, or you can even download an app and listen to the podcast there. Catch us again next time when we bring you another exciting installment of 360 Biz. My name is Debo Homafodi with Bulelani Bala Bala. We out. Cliffcentral.com.